Tips. Listening comprehension test.
In the listening comprehension section, all content will be presented orally rather than in written form. This section contains four parts. In parts 1 and 2, each passage will be read only once. In parts 3 and 4, each passage and its corresponding question will be read twice. But in all sections, the options will be read only once. After listening to the passage and question, listen to the options and choose the best answer.
Part 1, item numbers 1 through 15. You will now hear 15 items, each made up of a single spoken statement, followed by four spoken responses. Choose the most appropriate response to the statement. Now let's begin part 1.
Number 1. Don't forget to lock the door.
A. Not at all. B. Yes, I can. C. No, I won't. D. That's all right.
Number 2. Hello, may I speak to Ms. Lee?
A. This is she. B. Yes, the line is busy. C. I don't have his number. D. Sure, just leave a message.
Number 3.
Which would you like, tea or coffee?
A. I think not. B. I don't drink. C. Whatever is fine. D. With cream, please. Number 4.
How do you like your dish?
A. It's delicious. B. I'd like to. C. No thanks, I'm full. D. Please help yourself. Number 5.
It seems to me you're working too hard.
A. I'll do it right away. B. I work a lot. C. Well, sounds like fun to me. D. I know, I need to slow down. Number 6.
Please be careful when you drive home, Tom.
A. Don't worry about me. B. I'm not sure about that. C. Sure, I know where it is. D. No, let me do it this time. Number 7.
Where's the nearest restroom?
A. Yes, I've got one with me. B. There's a public bath in town. C. On the first floor near the exit. D. You can take a break in the lounge. Number 8. Hello, I'm trying to reach Robert Jackson. Is he there?
A. He just stepped out. B. Yes, it's in the kitchen. C. You can reach us anytime. D. No, he's a very outgoing person.
Number 9.
Excuse me, where's the lost and found?
A. No more than 2 pieces. B. You can check your luggage here. C. It's right next to the immigration office. D. It's $4 per bag. Number 10. Is transportation to the airport available?
A. We offer a shuttle bus service. B. What is your reservation number? C. It's time to board the plane. D. It's on its way to the airport.
Number 11.
Have you met my daughter, Ellen?
A. Indeed, that's correct. B. Actually, I'm married. C. No, we're not related. D. No, I haven't had the pleasure. Number 12. How late are you open today?
A. We're open till 5. B. We'll be closed tomorrow. C. I'm afraid it's too late now. D. I'll see you tomorrow.
Number 13.
What do you think of the new policy?
A. I'm all for it. B. Are you sure? C. Is it time already? D. I thought so all along. Number 14. I've decided to immigrate to another country.
A. I couldn't agree with you more. B. No kidding, you can't be serious. C. Really? There isn't anything to discuss. D. You can always confide in me.
Number 15. Thank you for giving me a lift.
A. I can't help you, sorry. B. It was the least I could do. C. It's because of your laziness. D. You certainly need some rest.
Part 2. Item numbers 16 through 30. You will now hear 15 conversation fragments, each made up of 3 spoken statements, followed by 4 spoken responses. Choose the most appropriate response to complete the conversation. Now let's begin part 2.
Number 16. I just have one more question about the apartment.
Go ahead.
Is it near public transportation?
A. There's a subway station nearby. B. The apartment doesn't have a garage. C. The subway is crowded in the morning. D. You have to pay for public transportation.
Number 17. I love heavy metal.
Really? I think it's too loud.
Yeah? What do you think of rap then?
A. It's not my taste either. B. I've seen rappers on TV. C. I like to play the piano. D. Heavy metal isn't popular anymore.
Number 18. You look happy.
My exams are over, and I'm finally going home to see my family.
Wow, when are you leaving?
A. For 3 years. B. Off to Florida. C. It's due by 5. D. This coming Friday.
Number 19. Can you help me make dinner?
Sure.
Thanks. Do you mind getting the broccoli and carrots out of the fridge?
A. Not at all. Anything else? B. Can I get that? C. It doesn't concern me. D. Sure, take it easy.
Number 20.
Have you decided, sir?
Yes, I'll have today's special.
Great choice. Will you have it with soup or salad?
A. I'll have a Coke. B. Salad, please. C. Sandwich, please. D. I'll have chicken. Number 21.
How was the party? Did you get there in time?
No, I was an hour late.
Really? Why?
A. I'm usually punctual. B. Well, I tried to be on time. C. The party was great. D. I was stuck in traffic. Number 22. Did you bring your camera?
Oh no, I completely forgot.
We could buy a disposable one then.
A. But will it take good pictures? B. I'm not good at taking photos. C. Don't forget to bring yours. D. Relax, I've gotten used to it.
Number 23.
You look tired.
I am. I just finished my paper.
How about a cold beer?
A. My paper was on drinking. B. Yes, I'd like some feedback. C. Yeah, I could use some water. D. That's exactly what I had in mind. Number 24. I sprained my ankle again during the holiday.
How did you do that?
I twisted it walking down the stairs.
A. I'm glad you enjoyed your holiday. B. Your uncle could have been worse. C. I hope everything's better now. D. You should take your uncle to a doctor.
Number 25.
How's Professor Henderson's class?
To be frank, it's way over my head.
Really? But didn't you do well in the last exam?
A. I thought the exam was still a week away. B. I hate teachers who give too many quizzes. C. I was just lucky. D. Don't get me wrong. Number 26. Have you confirmed your flight yet?
I don't think the airlines require that anymore.
Well, I'd advise you to do it anyway. It doesn't take long.
A. I guess you're right. B. I prefer airplanes to trains. C. But it took 3 days last time. D. Never mind, airplanes are safer.
Number 27.
Mr. Jones, nice meeting you.
You too. I've heard a lot about you.
Likewise, you're just as I expected.
A. You've got a lot to answer for. B. I'm in a meeting right now. C. What else can we talk about? D. I hope that's a compliment. Number 28. Terry, could you lend me some money?
How much?
About 20 bucks.
A. No problem. Take as many boxes as you want. B. Sorry, I don't have that much on me right now. C. I paid you back last time, remember? D. Give me some feedback on that.
Number 29. Hi, Alicia. Can you come to my party this Saturday?
Sure, I'd love to.
Could you also ask Gina to come along?
A. I'll try, but she's been busy lately. B. Sure, I'd love to come with you. C. Okay, I'll come a bit earlier. D. All right, I'll bring the drinks.
Number 30.
Great work in winning the Hoover case.
Thanks, but I had nothing to do with it.
What? Your strategy was brilliant.
A. But now it's time for an offensive move. B. No, the prosecution was just weak. C. We're going to appeal the ruling soon. D. No, it wasn't well addressed.
Part 3. Item numbers 31 through 45. You will now hear 15 complete conversations. For each item, you will hear a conversation and its corresponding question, which will be read twice. Then, you will hear 4 options, which will be read only once. Choose the option that best answers the question. Now let's begin Part 3.
Number 31.
Excuse me, where's the nearest post office?
Do you know where Commerce Street is?
No, I don't.
It's straight ahead. Make a right onto it, and the post office is on your left.
Thanks so much for your help.
Sure, no problem. Question. What is the conversation about?
Excuse me, where's the nearest post office?
Do you know where Commerce Street is?
No, I don't.
It's straight ahead. Make a right onto it, and the post office is on your left.
Thanks so much for your help.
Sure, no problem. Question. What is the conversation about? A. Going to an office building. B. Finding a commerce office. C. Going to the commercial center. D. Finding a post office. Number 32.
Clark, could you do me a favor?
What is it?
I need someone to feed my dog while I'm on vacation.
How long will you be away?
I'll be gone for 2 weeks, until August 23rd.
Sorry, but I'll be on vacation myself then.
I see. Well, I'd better ask someone else.
Question. What is the woman doing in the conversation?
Clark, could you do me a favor?
What is it?
I need someone to feed my dog while I'm on vacation.
How long will you be away?
I'll be gone for 2 weeks, until August 23rd.
Sorry, but I'll be on vacation myself then.
I see. Well, I'd better ask someone else.
Question. What is the woman doing in the conversation? A. Asking the man to take care of her pet. B. Inviting the man to go away with her. C. Buying food for the man's pet dog. D. Requesting 2 weeks vacation. Number 33.
Good morning, Dr. Green's office.
Yes, my name is Paul Jackson. I need to make an appointment.
Have you seen the doctor before?
Yes, I have.
I see. And you need a follow-up visit?
That's right. Is he available Thursday at 1 p.m.?
I'm afraid not. How about Friday at 1 p.m.?
That sounds fine. Question. What is the man doing in the conversation?
Good morning, Dr. Green's office.
Yes, my name is Paul Jackson. I need to make an appointment.
Have you seen the doctor before?
Yes, I have.
I see. And you need a follow-up visit?
That's right. Is he available Thursday at 1 p.m.?
I'm afraid not. How about Friday at 1 p.m.?
That sounds fine. Question. What is the man doing in the conversation? A. Having a checkup on Friday. B. Asking about the test results. C. Rescheduling an appointment. D. Scheduling a follow-up visit. Number 34. Oh, is this a real bottle of port from Portugal?
Yeah, I bought it in Portugal last summer and was saving it for a special occasion.
Wow, great. Do we drink it before or after dinner?
Let's just open it now.
Right on. We'll let it breathe for a bit. Would you like a few appetizers?
Sure. Cheese would be nice.
Question. What are the speakers talking about? Oh, is this a real bottle of port from Portugal?
Yeah, I bought it in Portugal last summer and was saving it for a special occasion.
Wow, great. Do we drink it before or after dinner?
Let's just open it now.
Right on. We'll let it breathe for a bit. Would you like a few appetizers?
Sure. Cheese would be nice.
Question. What are the speakers talking about? A. A vacation in a port town in Portugal. B. A special Portuguese drink with cheese. C. Portuguese appetizers for guests. D. Portuguese breathing exercises. Number 35.
Wow, I really like your jacket.
Thanks. I got it in Hong Kong 5 years ago. At that time, clothes were really cheap there.
What are prices like these days?
A little steeper. But you can't beat prices in the U.S. Clothing is cheaper there now.
That's true.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
Wow, I really like your jacket.
Thanks. I got it in Hong Kong 5 years ago. At that time, clothes were really cheap there.
What are prices like these days?
A little steeper. But you can't beat prices in the U.S. Clothing is cheaper there now.
That's true.
Question. What are the speakers talking about? A. Shopping in Hong Kong. B. Clothing prices. C. The American economy. D. The best material for jackets. Number 36. How did you get your part-time job?
Well, I met this guy at a party and we just exchanged cards.
What happened then?
Well, he called me and gave me a project to work on.
Oh, I see. Question. What is the conversation about? How did you get your part-time job?
Well, I met this guy at a party and we just exchanged cards.
What happened then?
Well, he called me and gave me a project to work on.
Oh, I see. Question. What is the conversation about? A. How the woman got her part-time job. B. Which party the man had attended. C. What the man's new project is about. D. What the freelance job market is like. Number 37. How do you keep yourself looking so fit?
I don't know. I don't really do anything special.
Do you go to a gym regularly?
Not at all. I don't have time for that.
So you don't exercise at all?
Oh, wait. I do stretch for 40 minutes every day.
Question. What is the main topic of the conversation? How do you keep yourself looking so fit?
I don't know. I don't really do anything special.
Do you go to a gym regularly?
Not at all. I don't have time for that.
So you don't exercise at all?
Oh, wait. I do stretch for 40 minutes every day.
Question. What is the main topic of the conversation? A. What it is like to exercise at a gym. B. What the woman does to keep in shape. C. How time-consuming it is to exercise. D. How beneficial keeping in shape can be. Number 38.
Why the long face?
My dog died last night.
I'm so sorry. Was it unexpected?
No. He was 13 years old, and his health had been deteriorating.
Well, at least he lived a long life.
I suppose. But it's still going to take me some time to get over it. Question. Which is correct according to the conversation?
Why the long face?
My dog died last night.
I'm so sorry. Was it unexpected?
No. He was 13 years old, and his health had been deteriorating.
Well, at least he lived a long life.
I suppose, but it's still going to take me some time to get over it. Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? A. The woman is a good veterinarian. B. The woman has not seen the man for a long time. C. The man's dog died in the prime of its life. D. The man knew his dog was not healthy. Number 39.
Hey, Mark, I have a question for you.
Yes?
Do you know where I can buy sliced turkey in Korea?
It's not that easy to find.
But some stores do have it, right?
Yes, I bought some last month. I'll show you where to go. Question. Which is correct according to the conversation?
Hey, Mark, I have a question for you.
Yes?
Do you know where I can buy sliced turkey in Korea?
It's not that easy to find.
But some stores do have it, right?
Yes, I bought some last month. I'll show you where to go. Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? A. The woman does not like sliced meat. B. The man and woman are at the supermarket. C. The man is also looking for turkey. D. The man has bought sliced turkey before. Number 40. Excuse me, may I see the manager?
What seems to be the problem?
Well, this hamburger seems like it was made yesterday.
Really?
Yes, it's very dry and tastes stale.
We'll get you another one. Would you like another drink while you're waiting?
Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? Excuse me, may I see the manager?
What seems to be the problem?
Well, this hamburger seems like it was made yesterday.
Really?
Yes, it's very dry and tastes stale.
We'll get you another one. Would you like another drink while you're waiting?
Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? A. The hamburger did not taste fresh. B. The man did not accept the woman's apology. C. The man complained about his drink. D. The woman offered the man a full refund. Number 41.
Excuse me, could you take a look at my radiator? It might need water.
Please open the hood.
Oh, and you don't need to check the tires. They're okay.
All right. Would you like a car wash?
No, thanks. Not today.
Question. What does the woman ask the man to do?
Excuse me, could you take a look at my radiator? It might need water.
Please open the hood.
Oh, and you don't need to check the tires. They're okay.
All right. Would you like a car wash?
No, thanks. Not today.
Question. What does the woman ask the man to do? A. Check the radiator. B. Check the tires. C. Wash the car. D. Bring back the change. Number 42.
Hello, Brian speaking.
Hi, Brian. This is Melissa. Were you sleeping?
Yes, I flew in late last night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had arrived the day before yesterday.
No, I got mixed up with the time difference and emailed you the wrong date.
Well, sleep off the jet lag. I'll call you again tomorrow. Bye.
Question. Why was the man sleeping when the woman called?
Hello, Brian speaking.
Hi, Brian. This is Melissa. Were you sleeping?
Yes, I flew in late last night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had arrived the day before yesterday.
No, I got mixed up with the time difference and emailed you the wrong date.
Well, sleep off the jet lag. I'll call you again tomorrow. Bye.
Question. Why was the man sleeping when the woman called? A. He hurt his leg. B. She called him late at night. C. He is still used to a different time zone. D. He went to bed late after a big party. Number 43.
What's wrong?
I think I'm coming down with something.
Why don't you go home and get some rest?
I would, but I have to close the Martin account before tomorrow.
That can wait a few more days.
Well, okay, if you say so. Question. What can be inferred about the man?
What's wrong?
I think I'm coming down with something.
Why don't you go home and get some rest?
I would, but I have to close the Martin account before tomorrow.
That can wait a few more days.
Well, okay, if you say so. Question. What can be inferred about the man? A. He will take the rest of the day off. B. He will stay and work a normal day. C. He will close the account and leave. D. He will work late to get the work done. Number 44. What happened to you last night?
What do you mean?
You promised to go see a movie with me, remember?
Oh, yes, I was so preoccupied with my work that I totally forgot about it.
How could you stand me up like that?
I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry. How about going out for a drink tonight?
Only if you promise to show up. Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? What happened to you last night?
What do you mean?
You promised to go see a movie with me, remember?
Oh, yes. I was so preoccupied with my work that I totally forgot about it.
How could you stand me up like that?
I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry. How about going out for a drink tonight?
Only if you promise to show up. Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? A. The man is still angry at the woman. B. The man will arrive late for the drink. C. Something terrible happened to the woman. D. The woman does not want to go out with the man. Number 45.
Your ticket, please.
Oh, I must have left it with my wife when I came out to get a drink.
I'm sorry, sir, but you need to have a ticket to go back inside.
Can't you have an usher go with me? I'm sure it's in my wife's purse.
I guess we can do that. Please wait a second while I get an usher.
Thank you. Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
Your ticket, please.
Oh, I must have left it with my wife when I came out to get a drink.
I'm sorry, sir, but you need to have a ticket to go back inside.
Can't you have an usher go with me? I'm sure it's in my wife's purse.
I guess we can do that. Please wait a second while I get an usher.
Thank you. Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? A. The theater usher will probably verify the man's ticket. B. The show in the theater has been delayed for a while. C. The man's wife will come out to give him the ticket. D. The woman rarely accommodates these types of requests.
Part 4. Item numbers 46 through 60. You will now hear 15 spoken monologues. For each item, you will hear a monologue and its corresponding question, which will be read twice. Then, you will hear 4 options, which will be read only once. Choose the option that best answers the question. Now let's begin part 4.
Number 46. Welcome to the second session of the Student Orientation Program. First of all, let's talk about living essentials. For general groceries, there is a mini supermarket called Alex's about 10 blocks away from here. If you want to go to a larger market, you can go to Supermart in the mall, at the northern end of the city. You'll need to take a bus that runs every 20 minutes from the campus. Question. What is the talk about?
Welcome to the second session of the Student Orientation Program. First of all, let's talk about living essentials. For general groceries, there is a mini supermarket called Alex's about 10 blocks away from here. If you want to go to a larger market, you can go to Supermart in the mall at the northern end of the city. You'll need to take a bus that runs every 20 minutes from the campus.
Question. What is the talk about? A. Sightseeing information. B. Shopping information. C. Traffic information. D. Housing information. Number 47.
Thank you for calling Mai Tai Restaurant, located on 17th and Locust Street. We have lunch hours from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Tuesday through Friday, and dinner from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., Tuesday through Sunday. We also have a Sunday brunch from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are closed on Mondays. We do not accept reservations. Thank you for calling.
Question. What is the message about?
Thank you for calling Mai Tai Restaurant located on 17th and Locust Street. We have lunch hours from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and dinner from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. We also have a Sunday brunch from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are closed on Mondays. We do not accept reservations. Thank you for calling.
Question. What is the message about?
A. How to find the restaurant. B. When the restaurant is open. C. When to make reservations. D. What the restaurant serves.
Number 48. The tango originally came from Spain. It started as a solo dance for women in the early 1800s. It was brought to South America by Spanish settlers and became a partner dance in Argentina by the mid-1850s. Tango dancers wore special clothes, full skirts for women, and gaucho with boots and spurs for men. Question. What is the topic of the talk?
The tango originally came from Spain. It started as a solo dance for women in the early 1800s. It was brought to South America by Spanish settlers and became a partner dance in Argentina by the mid-1850s. Tango dancers wore special clothes, full skirts for women, and gaucho with boots and spurs for men.
Question. What is the topic of the talk? A. How to dance the tango. B. Spanish tango dancers. C. History of the tango. D. Tango costuming. Number 49.
You may find it hard to believe. Beginning today, you can get a Best Way computer for only $599. The Best Way 300 SE Special offers a Wintel Velaron 2.8 GHz processor with a 256K cache, 512 MB RAM, and a 40 GB hard drive. As a bonus, we'll throw in a free printer. So don't miss this great opportunity and call us at 1-800-BEST-WAY now.
Question. What is the advertisement about? You may find it hard to believe. Beginning today, you can get a Best Way computer for only $599. The Best Way 300 SE special offers a Wintel Velaron 2.8 GHz processor with a 256K cache, 512 MB RAM, and a 40 GB hard drive. As a bonus, we'll throw in a free printer. So don't miss this great opportunity and call us at 1-800-BEST-WAY now. Question. What is the advertisement about? A. A computer store closeout. B. A computer software sale. C. A computer with free shipping. D. A computer package deal. Number 50. What should be done to cope with stress? Successful stress management should begin by addressing the source of the problem. However, too often people tend to focus on the symptoms of stress. Many people drink and smoke to wash away their tensions. They're just avoiding the search for solutions. Such unhealthy responses are nothing but self-abuse and will lead nowhere. Question. What is the main point of the talk?
What should be done to cope with stress? Successful stress management should begin by addressing the source of the problem. However, too often people tend to focus on the symptoms of stress. Many people drink and smoke to wash away their tensions. They're just avoiding the search for solutions. Such unhealthy responses are nothing but self-abuse and will lead nowhere.
Question. What is the main point of the talk? A. Manage stress with whatever method seems best. B. Deal with the causes of stress and not the symptoms. C. The best solution to stress is to stop drinking. D. Stress is caused mostly by misguided behavior. Number 51.
State Radio in Guinea announced the discovery of a huge diamond last week. Guinea mining industry officials confirmed Monday that the newly dug up stone, though not flawless, was a fortune in the rough. The 25-year-old miner who found the 182-carat stone had no other choice but to turn it over to the authorities for fear that he might be killed by robbers.
Question. What is the report about? State Radio in Guinea announced the discovery of a huge diamond last week. Guinea mining industry officials confirmed Monday that the newly dug up stone, though not flawless,
was a fortune in the rough. The 25-year-old miner who found the 182-carat stone had no other choice but to turn it over to the authorities for fear that he might be killed by robbers. Question. What is the report about? A. A young man who made a fortune by selling a diamond. B. A miner who got killed for stealing an oversized gem. C. A large diamond that was dug up by a young miner. D. A huge diamond that is not worth much due to its flaws. Number 52. Did you know that gun-related murders account for more than half of all homicides committed every year in the United States? Bans on semi-automatic weapons in some other countries are helping prevent crime by keeping these weapons out of the hands of violent criminals. For example, countries like Great Britain, Australia, and Japan have had strict gun control laws for years and never have more than 100 gun-related deaths a year. Perhaps the United States needs to strengthen its current gun laws. Question. What is the main point of the speech?
Did you know that gun-related murders account for more than half of all homicides committed every year in the United States? Bans on semi-automatic weapons in some other countries are helping prevent crime by keeping these weapons out of the hands of violent criminals. For example, countries like Great Britain, Australia, and Japan have had strict gun control laws for years and never have more than 100 gun-related deaths a year. Perhaps the United States needs to strengthen its current gun laws.
Question. What is the main point of the speech? A. Stricter gun controls should be enforced in the U.S. B. The U.S. should not restrict citizens' rights to buy guns. C. The U.S. does not have to follow other nations. D. Gun-related murders are increasing in the U.S. Number 53.
Welcome to Town Bank's automated customer response menu. Please listen carefully. If you would like to check your account information, press 1. If you would like to speak to someone about your existing checking account, press 2. If you have questions about opening a new account, press 3. For any other questions, please stay on the line and our service representative will be with you shortly. Thank you for calling Town Bank.
Question. What should callers do if they want to transfer money? Welcome to Town Bank's automated customer response menu. Please listen carefully. If you would like to check your account information, press 1. If you would like to speak to someone about your existing checking account, press 2. If you have questions about opening a new account, press 3. For any other questions, please stay on the line and our service representative will be with you shortly. Thank you for calling Town Bank. Question. What should callers do if they want to transfer money? A. Press 1. B. Press 2. C. Press 3. D. Stay on the line. Number 54. Here at Toto Records, we understand how expensive it can be in college. To help you save cash and keep your music collection growing, we've teamed up with Student Advantage to offer you 10% off everything. Yes, that's right. Students save 10% on everything at Toto Records with Student Advantage. All you need is a membership card, which you can also use to shop at our online store. If you haven't yet joined, please stop by our information desk and fill out an application. Question. Which is correct about the Student Advantage card?
Here at Toto Records, we understand how expensive it can be in college. To help you save cash and keep your music collection growing, we've teamed up with Student Advantage to offer you 10% off everything. Yes, that's right. Students save 10% on everything at Toto Records with Student Advantage. All you need is a membership card, which you can also use to shop at our online store. If you haven't yet joined, please stop by our information desk and fill out an application.
Question. Which is correct about the Student Advantage card? A. It can be used as a credit card. B. It offers a 10% discount on concert tickets. C. It can be used for online and offline shopping. D. It must be renewed every year. Number 55.
According to a study on teenage suicide rates, the highest rate in the world is among young women in southern India. The average rate there for young women aged from 15 to 19 is 148 per 100,000. This is about 10 times higher than the global average of 14.5 suicides per 100,000. Also, young women are much more likely to kill themselves than young men in this region, whereas men are 3 times more likely to commit suicide than women in the rest of the world.
Question. Which is correct according to the study? According to a study on teenage suicide rates, the highest rate in the world is among young women in southern India. The average rate there for young women aged from 15 to 19 is 148 per 100,000. This is about 10 times higher than the global average of 14.5 suicides per 100,000. Also, young women are much more likely to kill themselves than young men in this region, whereas men are 3 times more likely to commit suicide than women in the rest of the world. Question. Which is correct according to the study? A. The highest portion of murder victims worldwide are young women. B. Women have lower rates of suicide than men worldwide. C. In southern India, more young men kill themselves than young women. D. In southern India, about 100,000 young women kill themselves annually. Number 56.
This is Dana Fisher, NNC News, reporting from just outside Washington, D.C., where a passenger train on its way to New York has derailed. An official from the National Transportation Safety Board has provided us with an initial casualty report of about 140 injuries, some serious. The reason for the train jumping the tracks is as yet unclear, but it is known that it was traveling over 100 miles per hour at the time of the accident.
Question. According to the report, where did the train wreck occur?
This is Dana Fisher, NNC News, reporting from just outside Washington, D.C., where a passenger train on its way to New York has derailed. An official from the National Transportation Safety Board has provided us with an initial casualty report of about 140 injuries, some serious. The reason for the train jumping the tracks is as yet unclear, but it is known that it was traveling over 100 miles per hour at the time of the accident.
Question. According to the report, where did the train wreck occur? A. Near Washington, D.C. B. On the outskirts of New York. C. 60 miles away from New York. D. At a station in New York. Number 57. Today we're going to examine how the view has changed on the relationship between birds and dinosaurs. For many decades, scientists believed that birds descended from dinosaurs. This theory, however, had fallen out of favor in the early 20th century because, although the bird-like dinosaurs called theropods and contemporary birds share many features, no dinosaurs appear to have a wishbone. This theory continued until discoveries in Mongolia in 1991 proved that many species of theropods had wishbones. Question. Which is correct according to the lecture?
Today we're going to examine how the view has changed on the relationship between birds and dinosaurs. For many decades, scientists believed that birds descended from dinosaurs. This theory, however, had fallen out of favor in the early 20th century because although the bird-like dinosaur is called theropods and contemporary birds share many features, no dinosaurs appear to have a wishbone. This theory continued until discoveries in Mongolia in 1991 proved that many species of theropods had wishbones.
Question: which is correct according to the lecture? A. Scientists no longer accept that birds descended from dinosaurs. B. Theropod is the name of a bird that looks like a dinosaur. C. Discoveries have proven that birds descended from dinosaurs. D. Dinosaurs did not have wishbones like contemporary birds. Number 58.
Good morning, class. We are going to study the public education system in Athens, Greece in the 5th century BC. Education in Athens was a primary factor in sustaining a healthy democratic government. The aim was to help young men develop fine physiques, an appreciation for the arts, and the ability to think for themselves. Athenian boys started school at 6 and continued until they were 16 or older. They learned musical instruments and were trained in running, wrestling, boxing, and other athletic skills.
Question: what can be inferred from the lecture? Good morning, class. We are going to study the public education system in Athens, Greece, in the 5th century BC. Education in Athens was a primary factor in sustaining a healthy democratic government. The aim was to help young men develop fine physiques, an appreciation for the arts, and the ability to think for themselves. Athenian boys started school at 6 and continued until they were 16 or older. They learned musical instruments and were trained in running, wrestling, boxing, and other athletic skills. Question: what can be inferred from the lecture? A. Athenian education was intended to prepare for war. B. Many young men aspired to become politicians. C. Democratic principles were taught to young men in Athens. D. Private education was exclusively for females. Number 59. I would like to counter my esteemed colleague's argument on the necessity of military action in Bosnia. Unfortunately, as history has shown, being involved in such an action has proven not only futile, but also extremely destructive. This may seem obvious, but my colleague has yet to address who will pay for the consequences of this course of action. Question: what can be inferred about the speaker?
I would like to counter my esteemed colleague's argument on the necessity of military action in Bosnia. Unfortunately, as history has shown, being involved in such an action has proven not only futile, but also extremely destructive. This may seem obvious, but my colleague has yet to address who will pay for the consequences of this course of action.
Question: what can be inferred about the speaker? A. The speaker is negotiating in Bosnia. B. The speaker does not think that war is a solution. C. The speaker's colleague is a member of the military. D. The speaker is a historian of Bosnia. Number 60.
What is the current state of our culture? Let me relate a personal experience. A few years ago, the Broadway musical Les Miserables had reawakened interest in the famous book by Victor Hugo on which the play was based. One day at the gym, a woman was reading the Hugo classic and a college student walked by and asked her, "They made a book of it already?" So we may ask in wonderment, what is the state of a culture when such a question can be asked by a college student?
Question: what is the speaker's opinion about the current state of our culture? What is the current state of our culture? Let me relate a personal experience. A few years ago, the Broadway musical Les Miserables had reawakened interest in the famous book by Victor Hugo on which the play was based. One day at the gym, A woman was reading the Hugo classic, and a college student walked by and asked her, "They made a book of it already?" So, we may ask in wonderment, what is the state of a culture when such a question can be asked by a college student? Question. What is the speaker's opinion about the current state of our culture? A. It's a pity that college students are unfamiliar with the classics. B. Broadway musicals have become an important part of culture. C. Good education has been overlooked in favor of physical fitness. D. Musicals are preferred over classic literature.
The listening comprehension section has now finished. Please wait for directions from the proctor before you turn to the next section.